Starting tonight, 80 new shelter beds will be available in the lobby of Seattle's City Hall for people experiencing homelessness. This is part of a plan that will add hundreds of shelter spots across the city in the coming months. KUOW's Kate Walters reports.
Every evening, men and women file in to claim mats in a room on the lower level of City Hall. Nadine, who declined to give her last name, has been homeless for a couple of months and stays downstairs there. She says it means a lot to be able to come inside and feel safe.
There's a lot of things that people take for granted in this world, and not having your own place of stay is really difficult. There's a lot of emotions that go on with it. People here are suffering so badly inside. They need hope.
The City Hall shelter is being expanded from the area where Nadine sleeps, adding extra beds to the lobby above. It's a space that bustles by day with lawmakers, city employees, and members of the public. The new beds will double capacity, allowing a total of 160 homeless people to take shelter each night. Philip Smith is with the Salvation Army, the group that runs the City Hall shelter program. He says he sees a need for extra beds.
People are still sleeping outside and on the street that don't need to be. And I think the more we interact with that population, the more we can encourage them to access shelter.
Smith says they have an outreach worker dedicated to connecting people with the added spots. The new beds in the lobby are part of a larger plan to add capacity to the shelter system across the city. The City of Seattle is currently being sued over a different portion of that plan that would see a tiny house village set up in South Lake Union. I'm Kate Walters, KUOW News.
At last count, more than 12,000 people were homeless in King County. Nearly 4,500 were living on the streets of Seattle without shelter.